This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Lee, something you've mentioned repeatedly on the podcast over the course of about the last month, it was always...
There's another loser.
It was always going to be difficult for Manchester City to respond once the title was out of their grasp. But Manuel Pellegrini will know that it's imperative for his side to grab at least third in the league so they don't have to go through a qualification round for the Champions League next season.
Yeah, definitely. I was disappointed with them against West Ham. I don't know if either of you watched the game, but I mean, obviously they went into the league, got the own goal, two up by half time, game over, fair enough. But they were lucky not to concede to West Ham in the second half. They went really off the boil. I don't know if it was complacency or carelessness or a combination of both, but I thought, you know, anyone who battled to nil would have been sweating, I think, watching the end of that game. You know, and you just worry if West Ham had been more about it, then maybe they could have got something. Well, you know, Aston Villa certainly are. You know, 32 points, dragging themselves away from the relegation zone. The cup final to come, of course. I don't know how much that'll impact on them. I don't think that Sherwood will have let them, you know, celebrate too much. You know, it's not, you know, I'll go to the final, but it's not like you've won the thing. So I think that they should go into this pretty buoyant and in reasonable, confident mood. The interesting thing about that Liverpool game was the fact that they managed to kind of... They've been trying to do this ever since Sherwood took over, and that's hit Benteke more often, and obviously his goals have increased because he's the focal point. And I think they managed to turn Liverpool around a little bit. And if they employ those same sort of tactics and sit back and try and use their pace and get beyond the City midfield, because they do push up a bit, City, and we know that they don't like tracking back too much, I think they could possibly get something here. I don't know if I'm brave enough to go for Aston Villa at 10-1, but I can quite happily back Benteke at 9-4 to score in the game as a kind of Weasley way out, if you like.
Don't weasel. Have the courage of your conviction.
Are you going to go for that? I thought you might go for Villa.
I think Villa are a great bet. And right. I don't understand why you said, well, they're safe from relegation. They're only 4 points ahead of Leicester.
No, I said they were dragging themselves away from relegation. Yeah, they're still fighting for their lives, really.
Well, they are. So there's no giving up the ghost on this one. The FA Cup final, should it be on their mind? It's not till like, you know, the end of May, isn't it? It's ages away. Yeah. And they're playing a City team, you know, who've lost four of their last six. The only teams they've beaten in that spell were West Brom, who were down to 10 men for, you know, for most of the game. And West Ham, who, you know, were useless, as we know. I think they are there for the taking. And you're right about Benteke, the goals he's scoring now. And he's going to bully the City defence. Yeah. Company's not playing. City have given up the ghost. They look unrecognisable. And I'm on Aston Villa all day. Right. They were sensational against Liverpool last week. They were miles the better team. And the 10-1 to beat an off-form City, ridiculous price.
10-1 Aston Villa. I don't think it's as much looking ahead to the FA Cup. It's whether or not they're still hungover following that semi-final win.
I don't think they'll have been allowed to party too much.
Well, Jack Grealish did, didn't he?
classic tabloid stuff, wasn't it? Again, it was a year ago, wasn't it?
But he was
nowhere near the first team then, was it? I presume.
I was reading about that. This hippie gag, it makes you euphoric. Apparently, that's the high end. The low comes when you realise you still play for Villa. What a come down, that is.
Christian Benteke to score and Aston Villa to win might tempt some at 14-1, but Aston Villa 10-1 to win the match. It's a 5:30 PM kickoff on Saturday. Man City 1-4, the draw 5-1. Aston Villa in the market at 10-1. So, what's your main bet in the match, Lee?
My main bet in the match is Benteke to score any time, 9-4.
And you're going straight Villa win, Derek, at 10.
Yeah. Listen, that 1-4 Man City, that would be the price you'd get for City in this game. If they were running for the... you know, like when they were in the pump a couple of seasons ago, I can't imagine them to have been any shorter than that then.
No, it's a good point.
And the crap now, it's massive Villa that 10-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.